Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers.
Did you have a good holiday, John?
Yes, thanks, Mary. It was much better than I expected. None of the things that I thought would go wrong actually did.
So what was your biggest concern?
It was probably the flights there and back. We flew out at the weekend, which is usually the busiest time at the airport. I thought we would have to queue for a long time to check in.
How long did you have to wait?
Only about a quarter of an hour. It took about 40 minutes to get through all the security checks, because you have to take electrical items out of your suitcase, and I forgot to remove my laptop because it was between my shirts and I didn't see it.
That still seems quite quick. What about flying? Did you get a good seat?
Yes, I was very lucky. The seats next to me were all empty, and the flight attendant told me that the family who were going to sit there missed the flight. All the other seats were occupied, but I felt like I was flying first class.
That's never happened to me. Did you stay in a nice place when you got there?
Yes, I was on a campsite. There are so many things that can go wrong, but it all went very smoothly. I'm really glad I didn't stay in a hotel. The weather was excellent. It was sunny most of the time, and it only rained a couple of times during the night. Oh yes, there was just one day when it was very windy and I had to make sure the tent didn't blow down.
Were there lots of things to do?
Yes, I spent a lot of time under the water. I hired some equipment and went diving every day. The sea was very clear, so I saw some amazing fish.
I'm afraid it's not my idea of fun. I don't like getting my hair wet and I just wouldn't do it. Anyway, I'm so glad you had a great time and got back safely.
Me too. It's lovely to be back.
Did you have a good holiday, John?
Yes, thanks, Mary. It was much better than I expected. None of the things that I thought would go wrong actually did.
So what was your biggest concern?
It was probably the flights there and back. We flew out at the weekend, which is usually the busiest time at the airport. I thought we would have to queue for a long time to check in.
How long did you have to wait?
Only about a quarter of an hour. It took about 40 minutes to get through all the security checks, because you have to take electrical items out of your suitcase, and I forgot to remove my laptop because it was between my shirts and I didn't see it.
That still seems quite quick. What about flying? Did you get a good seat?
Yes, I was very lucky. The seats next to me were all empty, and the flight attendant told me that the family who were going to sit there missed the flight. All the other seats were occupied, but I felt like I was flying first class.
That's never happened to me. Did you stay in a nice place when you got there?
Yes, I was on a campsite. There are so many things that can go wrong, but it all went very smoothly. I'm really glad I didn't stay in a hotel. The weather was excellent. It was sunny most of the time, and it only rained a couple of times during the night. Oh yes, there was just one day when it was very windy, and I had to make sure the tent didn't blow down.
Were there lots of things to do?
Yes, I spent a lot of time under the water. I hired some equipment and went diving every day. The sea was very clear, so I saw some amazing fish.
I'm afraid it's not my idea of fun. I don't like getting my hair wet, and I just wouldn't do it. Anyway, I'm so glad you had a great time and got back safely.
Me too. It's lovely to be back.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.